Aung San is the editor of the magazine The Irrawaddy, which is a monthly news magazine that covers Burma and Southeast Asia. He is a Burmese who's living now in Chiang Mai, Thailand, in exile. Aung San, as we heard from Katie Clark just then, this natural disaster comes just before a major political event in Burma, because 5 days from now, Burmese are going to be voting on a proposal by the military government. It's a referendum on a draft constitution. Now, the government says this is part of a broader roadmap toward democracy. In your view, is it?
Well, no, really, because it is part of the seven-point roadmap that just to prolong the military rule in Burma. And a lot of Burmese people, majority of Burmese people, if they have a fair and free chance to vote, they're going to vote for no. There has been a climate of fear, intimidation all over Burma, asking civil servants, workers, businessmen, and particularly villagers and countryside people, the government is forcing them to get a yes vote.
When you said that the government is running an intimidation campaign right now to try and get people to vote yes on the referendum coming up on Saturday, how do you know what tactics the government is using? I mean, what are you hearing and how do you know what's happening?
Well, just before cyclone hit mainland Burma, people were told by the regional commanders, army officers, and ministers that if they are not going to vote for yes, that life will be difficult.
That what does that mean? Life will be difficult individually. There'll be
They could be facing a jail. They could be facing imprisonment. And if they're business people, they won't get a license.
How do they know how people vote though? If it's saying that those who vote no for the constitution for the referendum might be punished.
Well, that's why government has been using intimidation, because they know that people disapprove the constitution and referendum, because no vote campaign has been gaining momentum in Burma inside the country. That is why the military government is trying to make sure that they're going to get a yes vote. They're going to manipulate, they're going to cheat the process. And now the cyclone came into Burma, and I think it has changed the political dynamics in our country.
How so? How do you think the cyclone changed the dynamics?
Well, military government was quite determined to get a yes vote. And the cyclone came into Burma and hit the mainland and the southern region, coastal region. Now, it is believed that at least 10,000 people die. Could be more. It is horrifying. It's a national crisis at the moment we are facing. And then there was no help, no assistance, no relief coming from the military and soldiers, who were so active in September, trying to kill the Buddhist monk and student activists. Where are they now? They are disappeared. They are gone. That's why people anger is rising in the area where cyclone hit. So I think if government is going to go ahead, if people are given a free chance, they're going to get a very decisive no vote, I'm sure.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking with us. Aung San, editor of the Irrawaddy monthly news magazine. He spoke to us from Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Welcome.